For some of you, I'm sure early morning shopping on Black Friday is as much a part of your Thanksgiving tradition as cranberry sauce. I am not among your ranks. On the morning after Thanksgiving, you will not find me waiting in line for doorbuster bargains. Instead, I'll be back in the kitchen, probably before the rest of the family has even awakened, making a somewhat unconventional breakfast, a turkey sandwich. I will eat the same thing for the next several meals, as long as there's leftover white meat in the fridge. And my go-to turkey sandwich is pretty simple, actually. Now, it's about the only time of the year I insist on white bread. The whiter, the better. The rest of the year, I'm 100% whole wheat guy. But for my turkey sandwich, I want the soft, nutrition-deficient bread of my youth. And I also want mayonnaise. Neither Miracle Whip nor salad dressing will do. I want mayo, preferably Hellmann's. Add some iceberg lettuce, some salt and pepper. And, oh, I'm a happy man. Now, this year, we're hosting a large Thanksgiving gathering for the first time. Just a couple of months ago, we bought a new house. Now, we loved our old one, but it was tiny, just two bedrooms and one bath. Our new house, a 1932 Tudor Revival, has a great deal more space, including an oversized dining room. And we found a dining room table that seats 12. There will be a total of 16 of us for Thanksgiving. And we'll still need a kids' table. And with all those hungry mouths to feed, I'm planning on a 26-pound turkey and an additional breast to assure there will be plenty of leftovers. Of course, sandwiches is not the only way to enjoy leftovers. Lots of people make use of their leftover turkey by recreating the entire meal, microwaving a plate of turkey, dressing, sweet potatoes, and all the rest. Still others get creative by making entirely new dishes with the bird that remains. Now, I asked some of my friends about their favorites and got a wide range of answers. One friend from Minnesota makes a hot dish, a 9x13 pan with layers of turkey, leftover stuffing, a thin layer of jellied cranberries, and then more leftover turkey over the top. Another friend from Indianapolis makes a turkey velvet soup, a recipe usually made with chicken and well known to many Hoosiers because it was once served at the downtown Indianapolis L.S. Ayers Tea Room. Italian and Mexican recipes are also popular with my friends. Turkey enchiladas, turkey quesadillas, and turkey tetrazzini are part of their rotation. Now, one of my college buddies who has five kids asked, what are these things called leftovers? Even after every last piece of meat is picked off that bird, there is still some deliciousness to be extracted from the bones that are left. Making turkey stock is just as simple as making chicken stock, and my recipe calls for roasting the bones a bit to make an even richer stock. Now, you can get my full recipe on the website. This stock freezes well, and it can be used for soups and lots of other dishes months later, making that Thanksgiving bird feed your family well into the new year. While some in my family will be hitting stores early on Black Friday, this is what I'll be doing, extracting the last bit of goodness from our Thanksgiving bird and being extra thankful to be home, putting off the hustle and bustle of the holiday shopping for another day.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can find his recipe for roasted turkey stock at WBAA.org. There you can also find more of his stories and recipes. And you can hear The Hungry Hoosier on WBAA the first and third Tuesday of each month.